Brett Lott's novel, Jewel, was chosen as an Oprah Book Club selection in 1999. He's known for telling old-fashioned stories about faith and family bonds. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Lott's latest novel, A Song I Knew by Heart, is also a literary vacation from postmodern cynicism, but she doesn't think she could live in this world permanently.
Brett Lott's new novel, A Song I Knew by Heart, firmly demarcates its territory at the outset, when our narrator, a 70-something-year-old woman named Naomi, tells us that she's lived in Northampton, Massachusetts for some 40 years and yet has never set foot inside Smith College. Smith was the hub of the town, Naomi admits, the reason we were here, if you read the newspapers the way they wanted you to read them. Smith College was the center of the universe, though it was nothing more than a finishing school for the confused and rich. In contrast, Naomi and her family are rooted in the blue-collar environs surrounding Smith. She was a homemaker, and her husband Eli worked in a garage. Her son Malin drove a food distribution truck for area supermarkets, and her daughter-in-law Ruth is a cashier at the local Stop and Shop. Now, metaphorically speaking, most contemporary novels are written from within the charmed circle of Smith or its like, and they're populated by characters who are literate, self-conscious, ironic, and neurotic, and proud of it. But Lott's novel is atypical, not just because it explores the lives of working-class white characters, but because it's informed by virtues that rarely make it, unedited, into literature anymore. Lott's characters are earnest people who take their families and friends, their jobs and their faith seriously. Pop culture references and glib jokes about Prozac hover at the extreme margins of their world. If, as a reader, you're going to enjoy A Song I Knew by Heart, and there's plenty here to like and even admire, you've got to respect the novel's unapologetic confines. No yearning after the postmodern, the hip, the secular, the other. Smith College is strictly off bounds. I used the past tense a minute ago when describing the jobs held by Naomi's husband and son. That's because they're both dead. Her husband Eli died in his sleep 8 years earlier, and right afterwards Naomi moved in with her son Malin and his wife Ruth. When the novel opens, Malin's funeral has just taken place. A few nights before, he hit a patch of black ice while driving home from visiting a sick friend. He was killed instantly in the crash. The novel's title, A Song I Knew by Heart, refers to the song of grief that Naomi has learned all too well since Eli's death and is now hearing afresh, together with the newly widowed Ruth. Reeling from the enormity of her double losses, Naomi decides to return to the town she still regards as home, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, the place where she grew up and met Eli, the place she left after World War II at the urging of Eli's Navy buddy, who wanted to start a business in Northampton. The surprise here is that when Naomi announces her plan to Ruth, Ruth says, "Where you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live too." If, as a reader, you hear Old Testament echoes in that pronouncement, and of course in Naomi's and Ruth's very names, well, you're most sincerely invited to. One of the things that Lott conveys exquisitely in this novel is the variety of awful ways that grief can hit those left behind. A few weeks after Malin's death, Ruth goes to the movies with a girlfriend, but she runs out of the theater soon after the picture begins. "It was the dark inside the theater," she tells Naomi afterwards, "the way the lights went out and we were all left sitting there watching something going on the wall. It was too much what I've been inside every day so far." Shortly thereafter, Naomi and Ruth set out on their journey, searching for the strong light of the South to heal them. They're enfolded into the warm, but not treacly, extended family of Naomi's stepbrother-in-law. And convincingly, Naomi makes her rocky peace with the God who's taken her husband and son. A Song I Knew by Heart is an affecting novel about the slow workings of forgiveness and redemption. I liked it, but ultimately for my tastes, it's too cloistered off from the all-pervasive influences of modernity, be they destructive or shrill or liberating. After all, even the Pope caved in a few years ago and hosted a Bob Dylan concert at the Vatican.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Song I Knew by Heart by Brett Lott.